Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Now here is a mail call. Son of General Kim Jong-il. Thank you.
commentaries in Australia in this translation. First of all, the music followed by the seven cantonas of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work are essential in sending in the message Shilluk Parish. And then we present an account, traces of the Sungun on Cherry Pass. And then Radio Forum, we will do immediate farm work well with the mind of landing an iron fist on the enemy. Finally, we present an article under the title, story about the message to Dido attack, faked up by traitor Lin Yongbug and his group, is the proposal's charade, and arranges some songs between the programs.
Now, here's the news. The full text of the great leader, Kim Jong-un's famous work, Our Socialism Sent on the Message, Shall Not Perish, was recently posted in the inter-term page of the British Association for the Study of Sungun Politics.
The meeting was recently held in Moscow, a lecture given in Guinea, and the film show took place in Russia on the occasion of the 46th anniversary of the start of the great leader Kim Jong-un's work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. Participating in the functions were personages of all the sections and of the people of the associated countries. The head of Iztapalapa District, Mexico City, Mexico, and of the speakers said at the functions that the Workers' Party of Korea, headed by leader Kim Jong-un, is a revolutionary party which is enjoying absolute support and trust of the people and has a long history of a struggle and brilliant tradition. Believing that one day leader Kim Jong-un said he wanted the second to be an hour so that he could do more work for the country and people, they said the Korean people boundlessly trust him and follow leader Kim Jong-un, who works day and night without taking care of himself for the people and happy future. And they trust that all the historic events in Korea are unthinkable apart from the Workers' Party of Korea led by the great leader Kim Jong-un.
A fat exhibition, forum show, and roundtable talks were held at the Iran-Korea Friendship Marcosel Era Stock Farm in Iran on the 19th, on occasion of the 21st anniversary of the great leader Kim Il Sung's meeting with Sayyid Ali Khamenei, leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. On the front wall of the venue of the functions were portraits of the great leaders Kim Il Sung and Kim Jong-il. The manager of the Iran-Korea Friendship Marcosel Era Stock Farm, of this in the roundtable talks, praised that President Kim Il Sung performed immortal exploits for the development of the friendly relations between Iran and Korea. The great leader Kim Jong-un's recent visit to China was a historic visit that created circumstances decisively favorable to the building of a thriving nation in Korea by frustrating the hostile policy of the United States towards Korea and bringing the traditional Korea-China friendship onto a higher stage. He stressed and warmly congratulated him on the success in his visit to China. The officials and workers of North Yunnan province are taking innovations in production of consumer goods with a result to regulatory crush of a South Korean layman that group who fabricated the sinking of a warship to suffocate the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The factories and enterprises in Sinan City are increasing production of consumer goods through active tapping and mobilization of internal reserves. Jeonju City is producing consumer goods with raw materials abundant to the locality, and Uiju County is producing over 80 kinds of consumer goods through scrupulous organization of production. Yeongju, Sunsun, and Yeongchun counties are producing lots of consumer goods of high quality, partly mobilizing the masses for production of consumer goods.
All officials and agricultural working people in the rural communities on the west coastal lowland of the DPRK are pushing forward the farm work, burning their hearts with a fishing hatred against the traitorous Lin Yongbug group, hell-bent on the conspiratorial moves against the DPRK. They are making successes in their efforts concentrated on rice transplantation. The farms in South Korea province are running ahead of others in rice transplantation this year. They are accelerating rice transplantation rapidly and qualitatively while giving definite procedures to harrowing. The farms in North and the South Korean provinces are also expanding successes, carrying out their daily assignments of rice transplantation unfailingly.
The builders from South Hanyang province in charge of the first section of the main water tunnel at the construction sites of the Hichon Power Station successfully carried out the last blasting to tunnel through the whole section on the 26th. They are over-fulfilling of their early assignments every day. They have sped up the project, disposing of a lot of debris through introduction of the best working offers. They have made a breakthrough to finish the project ahead of schedule by crawling through the main section. They are now powerfully promoting the water tunnel expansion project with hatred against the South Korean Kwaito Lehman Brothers School, who are held out in conspiratorial moves against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
The DPRK women's team defeated the Chinese team 1-0 in the semi-finals on the 27th in the 2010 Asian Cup women's football game. The DPRK team will have the finals with the Australian team on the 30th.
The North Committee for the implementation of the 25th Joint Declaration made a public statement on Friday 7th as regards the South Korean traitorous Lehman Brothers Group's obstruction to a national joint event for the 10th anniversary of the June 15th Joint Declaration. The statement says, "Recently, the North-South and overseas organizations for the implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration arrived in holding a national joint event for reunification in Pyongyang on occasion of the 10th anniversary of the June 15th Joint Declaration and actively pushed forward the preparations for it. But the South Korean puppet traders objected in every way to abort the projected national joint event and totally intercepted the South Korean participation in the Pyongyang event. While the puppet traders are rushing along the road of endless war in collision with foreign force, and possessed with bloodshot eyes in the conspiratorial racket against the DPRK, how tragically linking the sinking of a warship of the puppet army to us and carrying out the measuring measures and the like. With the elections to local autonomous bodies near at hand, the puppet traders are frantically suppressing the patriotic pro-reunification movement force and trying to weather the crisis by fabricating the sinking of the warship. But it will only precipitate the self-destruction," the statement noted.
Members of the 37 South Korean civic and public organizations, including People for Peace and Reunification and the Solidarity for the Implementation of the South North Joint Declaration, held a press conference in Seoul on the 25th and demanded opening of the materials and total reinvestigation of the sinking of the puppet leader's warship. They demand that the Russian investigation into the sinking of the tuna was a double-tailed investigation conducted by the military authorities, the object of the investigation, to prove it to have been caused by the North. They said the military authorities must open the important materials to the public and investigate the case again, and thus make clear the truth and prevent confrontation and military clashes between the South and the North. They stress the need to accept the inspection team of the North and prove their scientific and objective facts to join in the solution of the South and the North.
And while civic, public and religious organizations and opposition parties of South Korea, including the Democratic Party, the Democratic Labor Party, the South Korean Group of the Pan-National Alliance, the Korean Reunification, the Citizen Solidarity for Democratic Society, the National Union Solidarity, the National Roman Catholic Priest Corps for Justice, and the Association of Buddhist Priests for Realizing Buddhism, held an emergency meeting on the situation for peace of the Korean Peninsula at the Paekdon Memorial in Seoul on the 26th, and declared joint countermeasures to the reckless acts of the perpetrators aggravating the situation. A declaration on situation was made public at the meeting. The declaration denounced the Lehman Brothers government for having the economic event the correct proof into truth behind the sinking of the warship, and also announced the doubtful results of the investigation following insufficient assumptions and for committing extremely dangerous provocations against the North in succession.
89 former national assemblymen of South Korea removed their statement on the 26th and demanded the puppet authorities put an immediate stop to abusing the sinking of the warship for their political purpose. The statement criticized that the Lehman Brothers regime that violated democracy and destroyed public welfare and economy is now using the sinking of the warship Tsunan for a political purpose in the elections to local autonomous bodies. The statement urged the Lehman Brothers to take responsibility for the sinking of the warship and make an apology to the people and the cabinet to resign.
The Catholic, Buddhist, Protestant, and one Buddhist organizations have a protest to the U.S. Embassy in South Korea and the Fang Fu,
as a disaster sinking of the warship Tunnan. In the protest, the religious organizations denounced the United States for its meddling in the issue of the Korean Peninsula and demanded the United States open to the public correct information on the situation at the time of the sinking of the warship and correctly prove intercepts.
The Central Association of Korean Citizens in Russia issued a statement on the 24th announcing the South Korean copies for pursuing consultation with the DPRK. The statement says the South Korean capital authorities have stopped the sinking of the warship Tsunam and are creating an atmosphere of consultation with the DPRK and continued. It is an unpardonable act against the nation and an act that threatens stability of the Korean Peninsula and furthermore, peace of Northeast Asia. The city expressed the support of the settlement of the spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, declaring it just a total war for the enemy's reckless contraction. The settlement demanded the South Korean authorities put an immediate end to the act destroying national reconciliation and unity and instating an atmosphere of confrontation.
Here is Bolivaria, chief of the research planning of the Center of Northern Korean Studies of the International Economic and International Relations Institute under the Academy of Sciences of Russia, commented on the plot behind the sinking of the warship of the South Korean Patent Navy at an interview with the Italtas on the 26th. Bolivaria said, "The present crisis of the Korean Peninsula is characterized by the completely artificial nature of the case cooked up by the South Korean authorities and continued. The South Korean authorities have used the tragic sinking of the warship of their navy as a motive of dispute, that is, an official excuse for declaration of a war. The fact that the South Korean warship was sunk by a submarine of the DPRK has not been actually proved. While conducting a propaganda campaign, the South Korean authorities came to bring up the issue in the UN Security Council. It is an act pursuant to a scenario, and the United States also supported it. The purpose of such action is to apply new sanctions to isolate and weaken the DPRK and overthrow it," Gary Zavaria said.
The British Association for the Study of the Korean Politics and the British Group for the Study of the Social Idea issued a joint statement on May the 23rd. It is quite evident that the DPRK has nothing to do with the sinking of the South Korean warship, or it may stand, and fully supported the stand of the DPRK to answer some kind of sanctions against it with a strong measure. And that's the end of the news report, Kim Tae and Kim Jong-ok, with the House of Korea.
The Daily Vlogger's News on the 28th called a commentary on the title, "The Ridiculous Outburst of a Destroyer of the Inter-Korean Nations." The commentary mentioned the desperate moves of the group of ruling back to get rid of the responsibility for the heinous crimes concerning the sinking of the warship of the puppet navy and said, "Somewhere in the vein of the frantic moves is the fateful creator Hyun-Min Tak, Minister of Unification. On the 25th, he showed up in a so-called plenary meeting of the Force Advisory Committee of the Ministry of Unification and impudently justified the criminal acts in destroying the North-South relations. That day, he said, the South-North relations after the sinking of the warship cannot be seen without before the case and cried for correcting the wrong and opening a new chapter of the South-North relations on this occasion. Talking about the so-called reserve counteractions, the sumptuously bread, which is a made the South-North relations healthy and normal, and actively lead the South-North relations as they want, trading off in the nation. The rupture of the North-South relations is a national tragedy planned and implemented by the conservatives. The recent sinking of the warship is also an inevitable product on the expansion of their neighbors. The group of women that shall pay dearly for having trampled all the successes of the transatlantic of the unification era and brought the North-South relations to an irretrievable rupture." That was the gist of commentary on the title, "Ridiculous Outburst of a Destroyer of the Inter-Korean Relations," carried in the Daily Vlogger's Sinmun on the 28th. This is the Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the great liberation from the front, and especially in support of the message, Shared Courage. Today we present the seventh installment. The species knows their own style, which is centered upon the message, and has been built by our own efforts to shift the situation in our country in accordance with the line chosen by our people, is displaying great advantages and vitality. Our social system is the best of all social systems, providing a good life and independent and peaceful life for the popular masses. Our people's desire to lead an independent and peaceful life to the full, free from every manner of enclosement and bondage, is being brilliantly realized in all aspects of their political, economic, and political and cultural lives. A cultural life is of decisive importance in a social life. Only when they participate in a political life, as master of the state and society, can the popular masses lead an independent and peaceful life. In order to take part in a political life as masters of their destiny, the popular masses must have political power in their own hands. Motivated by the such idea, the great leader a long time ago proposed the original lineup of people's government and allowed our people to build their government in accordance with their will. The people's government established by our people in accordance with their own will is a genuine people's government of which the working class and the good working masses are the masters and which firmly champions the interests of the people. In our country, where the people are the masters of the government, all the working people of all the members of the society participate in all aspects of the exercise of state power and state administration with the attitude of the working masters and equal political rights, and they are freely conducting social political activities. Our social society is a genuinely democratic society which fully provides the people with true political rights and freedom. By nature, socialism cannot be separated from democracy. Only socialist democracy is true democracy. As long as there is a class struggle, democracy assumes a class character and is linked with dictatorship. Socialist democracy has exposed the lack of democracy to the people masses, but the exercise of dictatorship is a class evil to infringe upon democracy. The fact that the imperialists and racialists surrender socialist democracy because social society exercises dictatorship over the class enemies means, in the final analysis, that they want us to open the way for their true enemies against the socialism. When the imperialists and their soldiers commit a subversive act and a sabotage against the socialist democracy, it is only natural the soldiers are crying against the class enemy to infringe upon the independence of the proprietors. The bourgeois democracy, which the imperialists and racialists try to force upon other people, is anti-popular democracy, which allows a handful of exploiting class members to exercise the full scope of democracy and dictatorship over the working masses. Bourgeois democracy, which harshly suppresses the struggle of the broad working masses for democratic freedom and the right to survive, can never be true democracy. The imperialists and racialists are advertising the bourgeois parliamentary system and the bourgeois multi-party system as democracy. However, in such a system, these monopolies are the real behind-the-scenes manipulators of politics. When they find even the formal parliamentary system or the multi-party system to be an obstacle to their Western review, the imperialists and racialists are able to be overthrown and refer to a great process through. There is clear historical evidence of this. The popular character of socialist democracy and the anti-popular character of bourgeois democracy are manifest with regard to human rights. In our socialist society, which regards man as most precious, human rights are fully guaranteed by law. Not the slightest practice in infringing upon them is tolerated. In our country, all rights to the people, ranging from the right to employment, food, clothing, and housing, to the right to education and medical care, are guaranteed. No other such country can be found in the world. The imperialists and racialists, posing as the champions of human rights, are now vilifying socialism, but it is they alone who are violating human rights. The imperialist and revolutionaries who commit political terrorism against innocent people and social figures demanding freedom and democracy, and who deprive the working people of their elementary democratic freedom and right to exist, have no requirement to talk about human rights. The violent attacks upon human rights perpetrated in South Korea at instigation of the U.S. imperialists clearly show how hypocritical and shameless the imperialist professed champion of human rights is. Fascist democracy is challenged by the observance of the fascist law. The observance of the fascist law is a democratic procedure which fundamentally differs from the bourgeois legal procedure, which is the means of ruling the people by force. Social society is an organized society based on collectivism, and social organization is guaranteed at the high level by fascist laws. People's democratic rights and freedom are ensured by fascist law and good social order. Unlike capitalist law, which is an anti-popular means to the reactionary ruling classes to rule, our fascist law reflects the will of the working masses and is abided by thanks to the high level of their consciousness. Our people, thanks to our most popular fascist legal code, are being provided by law with the full democratic rights and freedom as the masters of the state and society. In fascist society, democracy is combined with centralism. If everyone thinks of himself with no regard to centralism, the masses will fail to realize their desire for independence. Democratic government is precisely an undertaking to incorporate the desires of the masses as policy and embody them as the will of the masses. It is only when the state prevents centralized leadership under the guidance of the working class party that true democracy can be guaranteed. Ensuring the centralized leadership of the state is a natural requirement of a fascist society. In a fascist society, all the members of which are integrated into fascist political organizing and live by helping and leading one another forward, the state is responsible for the life of everyone. That the state is the responsibility for looking after all the members of society is an intrinsic advantage of a social society over a capitalist society. In a capitalist society, the purpose like this are the concern of the individuals alone and they are left to the mercy of spontaneity. The bourgeois state does not care at all if people talk to death. In a social society, the state function of taking responsibility for everyone's life is performed by the socialist leadership. The performance of socialist leadership by the socialist state is not merely an exercise of power. Of course, the socialist government exercises its power in conformity with its character, but the socialist government, the master of which is the people, and which serves the people, must not consider itself as omnipotent. Only the government of that working class, which rules the people politically, has its power as absolute. The socialist government of our country is not merely a power organ, but a government which serves the people. It represents the working people's right to independence, organizes their creative ability and activity, is responsible as the national administrator for the people's lives and protects their interests. If the social state allows its function of centralized leadership, it is necessary for the performance of its mission and duty as the servant of the people to weaken. It cannot fulfill its responsibility to provide a livelihood for the people, and worse still, a state of anarchy may be created in the social society, and socialism may be in danger. For the purpose of obliterating socialism, the people's enemies under the cloak of democracy working against the socialist leadership of the socialist state. They must continue to strengthen the people's government, enhance its functions and rule, establish more firmly the attitude of observing socialist law and the democratic way of life, and thus give full value to socialist democracy. By carrying out the party's lines and policies and implementing the revolution in its lines, Our People's Government Organs must fulfill their mission and duty honorably as administrators responsible for the people's lives. You've been listening to the seventh installment of the great leader Thomas Mays Walk. Our officials are thinking of the message. She was English. This is Voice of Korea. I'm not to send an account in this title. Choices are depending on its Berlin Southeastness is in the eastern mountain region of Korea. After the Korean General, Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, continued his inspection of Army units, crossing the rugged trail path on the other side. Landing in March 1996, he met a soldier in the facilities while crossing the trail path during his inspection to the soldiers on the forefront. Though it was March, the wind in the snow-covered path was very chilly. So, however, looking at the sturdy soldiers that were stuck by, kindly asked him if he was not cold, how old he was, where his house was, and what his parents were. And then he asked for a photograph with the soldier. Afterwards, too, he crossed the toll path several times to meet soldiers of the Korean People's Army. The same happened 1 year when he crossed the path and called on soldiers again. So he spent the car splashed with blood. The soldiers honestly requested him in tears, "General, please don't cross the steep toll path anymore." At their honest request, soldier listened with a hot lap. "You mean I can drop the toll path to Germany since I've crossed it so many times?" Looking at them affectionately, he said, "Father, nay, I can't receive it until the day of final victory in the building of the Southern Council." Now I put in February 2004, after the King's Army traced back the base of the Sangam Base Revolution Leadership and sent. I have crossed the toll path many times, sometimes under rain and sometimes under snow. Happy as the Sangam Revolution has pushing first-class units across the toll path. The toll path is the symbol of the Sangam Base Revolution Leadership. Since the Sangam Base Revolution Leadership has been set to the Supreme Commander Kim Jong-il, the Korean people are vigorously advancing, meeting the vicious isolation and suffocation resisted naturally.
The now speaking to Simon Trio. General, this is the forefront.
Oh, my God.
of pain if you think you had your program under the time for it. You will do it. I'll get found your career. I'll end up landing on iron seats in the air. Now the Korean people are sharply watching the shapeless provocations of the South Korean tactics with gloomy hatred as revenge to smash the enemy with a merciless blow if he achieves awful war. Chen Chosun, chairman of the management board of the powerful co-president firm, earns an example of 140 years' time.
The
cultural record of the Khoisan 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 on some county, North Hungarian province, are filled with powerful indignation at the South Korean tactics. From here on the statement of the spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The South Korean puppets made reckless remarks to shift the responsibility for the sinking of the warship Chunam of the South Korean puppet movement on past. Many are too aware that the reckless remarks of the puppets are their habitual method. The South Korean puppets are leading the situation of the North and South to the brink of war, groundlessly linking the sinking of the warship Chunam with us. We should not act rashly. If the enemy is turning up the situation to the utmost and leave it to war, the Korean army and people will smash their reckless moves at one blow and fully demonstrate the strength of heroic Korea. The agricultural working people of the Fulfill Cooperative Farm, Onsen County, North Hungarian Province, together with all other people across the country, will hold fast to a rifle on one hand and obey immediate farm work well as demanded by the Chuche farming method with a mind to then a sledgehammer blow at the South Korean puppets. So we will destroy the spirit of heroic Korea all over the world.
Even if you say a radio photo under the country, we will do immediate farm work well with a mind to then an iron fist and the first dose of Korea.
We now present an instrumental music and song, the Mill of Victory in Kikdong Park.
Thank you.
Times International Arab Reporter. Story about the latest Tahuto attack faked by Turkey remains God on the spot is the reporter's Shabbat. Dear listeners, Ohio, a tragic accident happened on March the 25th, the largest storm of the masculine pop all that. On May the 20th, more than 50 days after the incident, the moon that goes on Earth, the so-called material about the massive Tahuto attack, the word, what they call a report on the defense of June 8th station. The theory about the massive Tahuto attack at the professor of Iraq, invented by the Iran by Greece, scandalously linking the case to the RRK immediately after the time. It is proved by various material evidences, also produced by the Shah investigation team under the manipulation of the first ventricle. Let us look, for instance, the small amount of powder ingredient, one of the material evidences, which was said to have been detected in the chimney of the sunken warship and the cut section of its hull. Sources confirmed it as a high explosive RDX and concluded that as the powder is used in torpedo, the warship sank due to a torpedo attack by the mirror. As to the high explosive RDX, this sank the local years in the munitions and industries of war countries in the USA. Of course, this area is not an exception. It is unreasonable that they are looking at our torpedo for the reason that such a high explosive RDX has been used. It is all the more preposterous to directly connect the course of the sinking of the warship with it. The divers said that they had not seen any powder during the sinking, and fishermen testified that they had not seen even a fish killed by the explosion, and even a piece of artificial fish shooter frozen in the spot of the sinking. Such a testimony suffice to evoke doubts of people. By reply, an investigation was dismissed by part of the civilian military joint investigation team, said that the trace of powder may come out of the sea, proof of what caused the vision of the sinking is a 60-gun shooting range. He added that the warship had not been hit directly by a drone, and if it had been broken into two because of an explosion 69 miles under it, it is logical that a trace of powder was found on the chimney on the deck and in the cut section of the hull. The same is the case with the LA signal presented as another material evidence for the massive torpedo attack. It was said that the LA fragments made up of aluminum and magnesium depended on the quality of the massive torpedo of the training, which had been collected 7 years ago. And after all, it is the material evidence proving the massive torpedo attack. As you know, aluminum and magnesium are widely used. These matters were also used in the building of the sunken warship of the South Korean Pacific. Such alloy fragments were confirmed to be those of the North. It can be said that the 1.5-meter long hollow part of torpedo produced by the traitors as a decisive or early evidence before the announcement of the results of investigation on May the 20th is also full of doubt. They say that the part has started settling in reverse propeller, thrust engine, controller, and driver shaft, and the size, shape, and the structure are just the same in the design of CH-4L2D torpedo, printed on the pamphlet on the NASA's reference for export, and so they are the wrecks of a torpedo which is sank to Russia. Is it reasonable? It doesn't make sense that the torpedo's last body remained at one place for more than 50 days, though hundreds of time-heavy bow and the storm of the warship crew were tossed about in water, and the bodies of 6 missing persons were not found. It can be said to be a comic effect like an insect spiegel, with a civilian fishing boat measured the 1.5-meter torpedo's last body, which could not be found by tens of US and South Korean warships, equipped with the latest detection devices for more than 50 days. For the unbounded parts of the torpedo, which had broken the warship Truman into two, even the US and British investigators, who had blindly supported the South Korean puppets, are said to have blushed. Next, Take for instance the letters number 1, written in the so-called writing style of the North in the rear of the torpedo class building. The number group is classified as the clearest material evidence. It is an elementary common sense not to leave any trace during a secret attack on the opposite side. But the letters on the torpedo's left body, which had been under the sea for tens of days, were as clear as they were just written in blue marker. Confirm it, structural influential aspects there are ridiculous, but if the notes are taken, though it is not provable, it would be impossible for it to leave such an evidence carelessly. They are also whispering that the North marks its military equipment not as number 1 and number 2, but as first and second. The same is the case with a so-called course of the intrusion of a submarine presented by the traitors as an evidence of the North's torpedo attack. The South Korean civilian military joint investigation team announced that 3 days before the case, our submarine had left its base at night and approached the warship Chunan after a detour over the open sea, and after striking it, returned along the same course. When a specific explanation was demanded, they gave a vague answer that it was difficult for any country such as ours to guess the movement of submarine underwater, and accordingly, it was impossible to confirm the course of intrusion and return of the Norfolk submarine. When they were questioned about how the small submarine capable of loading about 300 kilogram light torpedo could carry 1.7 ton torpedo and sink the 1,400 ton class warship with a one-time attack, they gave an unconfident answer that it would be possible after training. It is too natural that after the announcement of the results of investigation full of doubt, the progressive media organizations of South Korea decided to form a new verification committee and hope in the truth. As a first act, the defensive material evidences produced by the South Korean traitors accustomed to fabrication and conspiracy are nothing but defensive questions and proposals from A to Z. Traitor Lee Myung-bak and his group of South Korea should immediately cancel their preposterous story about the North's torpedo attack. That was an article under sentence. Story about the North's torpedo attack, set up by traitor Lee Myung-bak and his group, is a preposterous charade. The first part of Korea.
We now present the pain solo. Those who provoke us will never escape peace.
greetings. With this, we conclude English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for either between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 14 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,345 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,740 kHz. Goodbye, this is Kim Yang.